Home Study Lesson, Alma Chapters 45 through 63, or Unit 21. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied Alma 45 through 63, or Unit 21, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Alma chapters 45 through 49. Alma explained to his son Helaman that the Lord cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. By comparing the battles of the Nephites with their own battles, students learned the following truths. When we are valiant in keeping the commandments as Captain Moroni did, God will strengthen and bless us. Satan seeks to destroy us and entices us by degrees to lower our standards. Day 2, Alma chapters 50 through 52 and chapters 54 through 55. Though the Nephites prospered for a time after Amalickiah's departure, Moroni continued to prepare the people for future attacks. The example of the Nephites during difficult circumstances helped students understand that faithfulness to God brings blessings, even amid turmoil. Yet division and contention destroy peace. Students also learn that as we stand firm for what is right, we can prevent evil influences from gaining power over us. Day 3, Alma chapter 53 and chapters 56 through 58. During some of the most difficult times of war, Helaman led an army of young men who were of the people of Ammon. These rippling warriors showed that when we act in faith, we can receive strength from God. Students learn from the example of these valiant warriors that as we obey the Lord with exactness, He will strengthen us in the battles we have in life. Despite the many wounds they received and the many hardships they endured, the Nephite army and the stripling warriors demonstrated that if we turn to God in difficult times, we can receive divine assurance that can strengthen our faith and give us hope. Day 4, Alma chapters 59 through 63. Because of internal rebellion, the Nephites lost several cities. This showed students that it is easier and better to remain faithful than it is to return to faith after having gone astray. Moroni prematurely accused the chief judge Pahoran of neglecting his duties, and students learned from Pahoran's response that we can choose not to be offended by the words and actions of others. In addition, students learned that when we unite in righteousness with others, we are stronger in our battles against evil, as demonstrated by Moroni and Pahoran. Introduction. Because this lesson covers 19 chapters of the Book of Alma, you will not be able to teach or emphasize all of the historical context and all of the doctrines and principles students learn throughout the week. The following teaching suggestions give students an opportunity to apply the truths they have learned from studying the Nephite battles to the battles in their own lives. Preferably study the scriptures for this lesson so you can be inspired to emphasize the truths that students need to focus on during class. Suggestions for teaching. Alma chapters 45 through 63. By trusting in God and following inspired leaders, the Nephites were able to defeat the Lamanites. Write the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson on the board before class. This statement comes from The Book of Mormon, Keystone of Our Religion, Ensign, November 1986. Quote, from the Book of Mormon we learn how disciples of Christ live in times of war. End quote. Ask students to name some wars that have been fought by the country in which they live. Then ask them to name some challenges people may face during a war. Why might it be difficult to be a disciple of Jesus Christ during a war? Invite students to think about the wars they studied about during the past week, as recorded in Alma 45 through 63. You may want to encourage them to quickly review some of the chapter summaries for Alma 45 through 63. Invite them to name some challenges the Nephites faced during their wars. Remind students that even if we never fight in a physical war, we are all engaged in a spiritual war. Invite a student to read the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. who describe the spiritual war in which we are currently engaged. You may want to provide a copy for each student. Quote, "You are enlisted in the Lord's army in the last dispensation. This is not a time of peace. This has been so since Satan arrayed his forces against our Heavenly Father's plan in the pre-mortal existence. We don't know the details of the combat then, but we know one result. Satan and his followers were cast down into the earth. And since the creation of Adam and Eve, the conflict has continued. We have seen it intensify, and the scriptures suggest that the war will become more violent and the spiritual casualties on the Lord's side will mount." End quote. From Henry B. Eyring, Man Down, Ensign Orleahona, May 2009. Refer students to the statement by President Benson on the board. Tell them that whether we are talking about physical war or spiritual war, the statement is true. Explain that studying the lives of disciples of Jesus Christ who lived during the wars in Book of Mormon times can help us develop qualities that will be important in our own spiritual battles. Give students a copy of the following handout. They should each choose one of the individuals or groups of study. Try to have at least one student study each person or group. Please refer to the manual in the handout. Teach about the individual or group. Choose one of the following individuals or groups to study. Number 1, Moroni. Number 2, Helaman. Number 3, the 2060 Stripling Warriors. And number 4, Pahoran. Use the accompanying scriptures listed in the handout and prepare to teach the following ideas to the class. An event from the life of this person or group that shows the people were true disciples of the Savior. One or more qualities of this person or group that helped them remain valiant during the war with the Lamanites. One gospel principle we can learn from this person or group that can strengthen us in our spiritual battles today. Invite as many students as possible to share what they learned with the class. You may want to ask students to write the gospel principles they learned on the board. Consider asking the following questions to help students apply what they learned from their study of Alma, chapters 45 through 63. Think about the qualities of a disciple of Jesus Christ that you saw in the people who lived during the wars with the Lamanites. Which of these qualities would you most like to develop in your life? Why? What are some spiritual battles that we face today? How can the examples of these disciples of the Savior help you have faith and courage as you face similar battles? You may want to share one of your favorite passages from Alma 45 through 63. Testify that the principles we learn from these chapters can help us to be true disciples of Jesus Christ during the spiritual warfare of the last days. Next unit, Helaman chapters 1 through 9. Tell students that the first chapter of Helaman records the death of the three chief judges. Tell them they will find answers to the following questions. How did the judges die? What miracle happened to Nephi and Lehi when they were in prison? Whose voice did they hear? Tell students that the prophet Nephi was able to solve a murder through the power of prophecy.